Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin. I want to go back to the bottom of Daf Samach Tesu and Beis. Once again, Daf Samach Tes that we didn't do. The Mishnah in Samach Tesu and Beis towards the bottom says, Mafriz al Sadeu ve'en chayshish mishum ribis. What does it mean, Mafriz al Sadeu? The Brisa says, Taner Abanan, Mafriz al Sadeu ve'en chayshish mishum ribis. Someone rents a field, and the rent was charged 10 kurim of chidim for the year. And he tells the Baal HaSadeh, give me 200 zuz, and I'll take care of the field. I'll improve the field. And because of that, I'll pay you an additional rent. I'll pay you 12 kurim for a year. Mutter, that's mutter. You can't do that with a store, with a ship. You could do that with a store, with a ship, if by the store you're doing it to make a design, and by a ship to make a mast. When you're actually improving the store or the ship, then you'll have the same heter. Because the site of the heter is that we don't consider the additional rent you're paying to be rivers. It's not because of the loan. The reason why you're paying additional rent is because now you have an improved field. So he gave you 200 zuz to improve the field. Now the field's improved. For an improved field, we're charging more rent. We're going to charge 12 kurim l'shana. So by a store and a ship, if the point is you're going to buy merchandise with the loan, so it has nothing to do with the improved store. It's not an improved store. It's not an improved ship. You're just giving him a loan to help him run the store, to help him run the ship. So that's a loan. If you pay extra rent because of a loan, that's ribis. Mashiach came by a store and a ship. If you're going to improve the actual store by Tzor Beitzura or the actual ship by making an Iskaria, so again, you have an improved store, you have an improved ship, and therefore the extra rent that you're paying is not because of ribis, is not because of the loan. That's what you're supposed to be paying for the improved store and the improved ship and mail it's mutter. That's the Gemara. Now the Rishayim asked the Ridva and the Shita Mekabetzis Mishayim Rabbeinu Yonason. The Ridva is not the Ridva Chadashim. It's not the emissary Ridva. It's the old Ridva, the Chedushim HaMiyuchasim Ridva. It's a tribute to the Ridva. It's not actually the Ridva, but it's in the print of the old Ridva. Anyway, they asked the Kasha, I understand why the extra rent is not ribis. When you're paying extra rent, it's because now you're renting an improved field, an improved store, an improved ship. That's why the extra rent is not ribis. But why isn't the fact that I improved your store, I improved your ship, I improved your field, why isn't that a loan, ribis? The fact that I made improvements, so now you're gaining from the loan. You give me a loan, and you get back the money for the loan, plus the improvements on the field, or on the store or ship. Why isn't that ribis? So nemesis, there is a pshat in the Rishayim, the Chedushim HaMichasim Ravah brings it, and the Meiri also brings it. And the Sefer HaChumash also brings this pshat. It's in Shara Dalin, Ais Memches. They also bring this pshat, that you're not paying back the loan. It doesn't say clearly in the Gemara that you're paying back the loan. The Gemara says, Tain li Masayim Zuz Ravasena, give me 200 Zuz, and I'll take care of the field. So it could be I'm not planning on paying back the 200 Zuz. You give me the 200 Zuz, and I'm going to pay you extra rent. So that will explain why it's not ribis, because it's not a loan b'chlal. The Rishayim that we mentioned bring this pshat from the Baal Taisus. The Sefer Truma says that the V'chein Pirish Haram, HaRabbeinu Moshe, which the Beis Yosef says, if he means the Rambam, he doesn't understand where you got that in the Rambam. The Rambam says exactly the same words as the Gemara. Where do you get a Pirish in the Rambam that you're not paying back the loan? The Rambam just says the words of the Gemara. The Beis Yosef says he must mean a different HaRabbeinu Moshe, maybe the Ramban. We don't have it in our Ramban. The Gdulei Truma on the Sefer Truma says that it is Meduik that way in the Rambam. Al Kapanim, the Beis Yosef says it's not the Pshat in the Rambam, but maybe it's the Pshat in the Rambam. There are definitely Rishayim that hold that way, that you're not lending him the 200 Zuz, you're giving him the 200 Zuz, and therefore, it's not a loan, so mail it is no ribis. Now the Meiri, who also brings this Pshat, he says he doesn't understand the Pshat at all, so what's the Chiddush? If you're not paying back the 200 Zuz, what's the Havan? It should be ribis. There is absolutely no ribis altogether. He's improving the field, and you're paying him extra because it's an improved field. Where's the Havan of ribis? I think maybe the pshat is because the extra rent that you're paying is actually going to cover the 200 zuz that you're getting plus. So maybe that would look like a loan with him. Now, he's giving him 200 zuz, he's going to improve the field. And the extra rent that he's paying is going to be equal to the 200 zuz and more. So maybe that's ribis. I'm getting 200 zuz, and I'm giving back extra rent, which is equal to 200 zuz plus more. The Torah says the equal rent is bechlal not a pirayim for the chayiv. The equal rent is what you deserve, because now your field is improved. Now your sinan chus is improved. So meila, that's why it's not ribis. But according to that pshat in the Rishayim, there's zicha no question why it's mutter. Problem is, Rashi's mafurish that he's giving back the 200 zuz plus the extra rent. And so is the Rosh and the Tur. And the other Rishayim also say that the Michasim, the Ritva, and the Meiri, they also say, Claude, that's what they hold up shot in the Gemara, is you're paying back the rent, plus you're giving, playing back the Chayiv, plus you're giving extra rent. So Mela, that's the Kasha. Bishleim, an extra rent, that's not ribis, because now that it's an improved field or an improved store or ship, you deserve to pay extra rent. But why isn't the improvements ribis? The fact that I lent you money and now I'm getting an improved field, an improved store, an improved ship, why isn't that ribis? So Rabbeinu Yonis in the Shita Mekabetzah says, Ein Echinami, you get back the money for the loan, but you have to pay him for the improvements. Whatever the improvements are worth, you have to pay, since it's your field, you have to pay for the improvements. The Michasim Ritva says that Lagabi, the store and the ship. The store and the ship where the improvements are permanent, he says he has to pay for the improvements. Mashen came to Sada, where the improvements were just for that year. He fertilized the field, he made the field better, but it wasn't a permanent improvement in the field. There the Ritva wasn't bothered. He held that wouldn't be called ribis because they didn't get anything extra. But by me, it's a little bit schwer. L'chayr, he improved your field, but even that this year it's improved, and you got from it because you got extra rent from it. That's the l'chayr why Ben Yonason says, but the field also has to pay for the improvements. Malkoban, and this is the second shita, that enechinami, we're not talking about a gift of 200 zuz, or talking about a loan of 200 zuz, but the Baal HaSada has to pay for the improvements, or at least the Baal HaSfina, the Baal HaChnus, has to pay for the improvements. Like the Chiddush Sham Sefer points out, the Paiskim don't seem to go with that. The Paiskim do not mention the Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch. The Paiskim, they don't mention they have to pay for the improvements. So the Chayr, it's Shmer, if you don't have to pay for the improvements, again, why isn't it Ribis? Because of the loan, you're getting an improved field. So the Bach says a Teretz, and the Atzei Levina on the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Pirush Atzei Levina, which says the same Teretz. And then Medayik this Teretz in Rashi, and it's really a Shaila, how to read the Rashi. It's a Shaila in the Pirush and the Girs of the Rashi. That Teretz is that the 200 zuz that you're giving back is not looked at as a harzara of the loan and the Mela. You're going to have a Kasha that because of the loan, I'm paying extra rent, that the Teretz is because the field's improved. But now you have another Kasha that because of the loan, I'm giving you an improved field. But that's only if you look at the payment of the 200 zuz to be a payment of the loan. But what we do is we look at the payment, the return of the 200 zuz to be a chelik of the rent. That's goof a part of the rent. It's a shikl dachuk. Punk, the rent is 12 kurum mashana, and that's good. And the exact amount that he spent on improving the field. It's a little shver to call it rent. But that's not a learning. That's shot in the Gemara that we consider the repayment of the loan, not a repayment of the loan, we consider the repayment of the loan to be a chelik of the additional rent. Now they get it from Rashi. Rashi divir maskul mutter, it says, Ein ze ribis schar mois. The ribis, the extra rent, is not the schar mois. Ela shechayke v'men esodim shabachas. He now is getting, he's renting, a better field. Umal loy b'chakir esodit teiva. Yoysim esodit ra, and he's paying now with the rent of the good field more than he'd pay from the bad field, Messiah Zuz, and the Girsa is U Shinei Kurim Chita. In other words, the additional rent is the 200 Zuz plus the 2 Kurim of Chita Meir. So according to their reading of Rashi, that's what Rashi says. That's just like the Bach and that's Hilavaina. Now, Ag Girsa Rashi doesn't have the Vav. It doesn't say Messiah Zuz U Shinei Kurim Chita. It says Messiah Zuz and then Shinei Kurim Chita. So the Marshal and the Maram Shif read the Rashi like this. And he's paying additional rent of a good field, which is more, which is 200 zuz more than a bad field. How much additional rent? 2 kurim of chitim. But the 200 zuz is not going on the rent. The 200 zuz is going on how better, how much better the field is now. So according to Nabshan and Rashi, you can't say what the Machan Atzil Levina says. According to Nabshan and Rashi, the additional rent is just the 2 kurim chitim. Rashi puts the words 200 zuz to say that's the amount that the field is better now with the improvements. It's 200 zuz better than the other field, than what originally was. But that's if you're not gerish the vav. That's if you gerish the way we have in Rashi. And he pays him extra rent for a better field, which is 200 zuz better than the bad field. Shnei kurim chitim. The extra rent is 2 kurim chitim. And that's what the Marshal and the Ramshif say is Pshat and Rashi. But the Rashash points out that the Rishonim seem to be have that girsa like the Bach had. The Prish also has that girsa. Ushnei kurim chitim. You look at the Nemuki Yosef. It's Mamish Mefurish. Nemuki Yosef says that the additional rent is 2 kurim of chitim plus 200 zuz. And that's what it says also in Arzeru Mefurish. And that's the Bach. That's why it's not ribbis, because we don't say that you're repaying the loan 200 zuz and you're paying 2 kurim of chitim original rent. Because then you'll have the problem. Why isn't the improvement of the field ribbis? The Teretz says, I'm not repaying the loan altogether. The 200 zuz is also a chelik of the additional rent. So that's the pshat of the Bach and that's the Levina. So come there's on the Kasha. Why isn't the fact that he improved the field, why isn't that ribbis? We have so far three terutzim. We have the pirish that the Rishonim bring down. It's possibly the Rambam. Peshesiv holds it's not the Rambam, but it's possibly the Rambam that he doesn't return the 200 zuz. He only pays extra rent. So male, there is no loan. We have the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonason and the Ritva that the Baal HaSod has to pay him for the improvements. Like we said, the steam is a paiskim and not mashman away. And the paiskim also say, Mefurish, he does return the 200 zuz. Rashi and the Rush and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they all say he returns the 200 zuz. And they don't mention paying for the improvements. So we have the Bach's pshat that even the 200 zuz he's returning is the additional rent. And it's totally how you read the Rashi. But according to the Aragir Sirashi and the Marshal and Ram Shif that says that the additional rent is just the 2 kurim chitim, and the 200 zuz would be a repayment of the loan. So we have now the Rishonim's kasha. Why isn't the fact that he improved the field, or the store of the ship, why isn't that good for ribbis? So, chvesnisht, but I think it's not so schwer. It could be since he's not improving the field because he got a loan. Fakert, he got the loan because he wants to improve the field. If he would have the money to improve the field, he'd improve with his own money. It's not the pshat is that I want a loan and the mela as a payment for the loan, I'm going to improve the field. I want to improve the field. The mela, I don't have the money to improve the field, so give me a loan, I'll improve the field. And what are you going to gain from the loan? You'll get extra rent, you'll have an improved field. But it's not ribbis because I'm not doing it because of the loan. I'm improving the field because I want an improved field, even though I'm going to have to pay extra rent, but it's still worth it for me. I want a better field with the extra rent. So I'm not doing it because of the loan. I'm doing it because I want to improve the field. That's the chayrut I would think the answer is. Lefi the Marashal and Marashis Pshat and Rashi, that the 200 zuz is not the extra rent. The 200 zuz is the chazar of the loan. And now let's go right up. Let's see a little bit of the sugya and nafayin. The Gemara is discussing Mayis Yisaimim. What do you do with money of Yisaimim? Chazal were concerned about the Mayis Yisaimim because Yisaimim can't invest the money. It'll just be stale. It'll be bottled the money. Chazal wanted to have a person Eitza how he could find a safe investment for the Mayis Yisaimim. The Gemara says first, Amar Avana Mishmul Mayis Yisaimim Mutal Avaisim Beribis. Your land will lend the Mayis Yisaimim Beribis. The Gemara didn't like that. Amar Avnachem Mishmul the Yasvin and Sefina Luisura. Because the Yisaimim, we're going to give them an Issa, they're going to be even Issa Ribis. And the case was a case which he held was even mutter, even for Gedolim. I don't want to get into that sugya. I want to stick to the sugya of Mayis Yisaimim. The Gemara then says, Mayis Yisaimim mutter la vesim karev l'schai v'rochik lehefsit. Rashi teaches, and this is the Bashub Shat in the Gemara, that Karev Aschai V'Rachel Hefsid means that the deal is that the one who's being Mekabel the Iska is fully responsible for the Iska. It's a no-risk proposition. If he loses the Iska, he has to pay for the entire Karen. And still the Yisraimim get a chelik of the Schar. They get a chelik of the prophets. That's what it means. Karev Aschai V'Rachel Hefsid Kipshuta. That's how Rav Yishayim learn. Come out, all the Yishayim learn that way. And Rashi's Masber, because the Ribbis is a Ribbis Durabanan, Chazal will make on Ribbis Durabanan of the Yisayimim. You have, let's say, a tragedy happens. A rich guy dies. He leaves over small orphans. He has a Yerusha. If we're not able to do anything with the money, so the money will get lost. It will get spent. They won't have anything left from the Yerusha. We want them to have it that's left. We want that they should, the Karen should be kind. They should be able to support themselves from the Revachim and want it to be a safe investment. So Mele Chazal, Imam of Imam, they were not the Ribbis Durabanan for Yisayimim. There's a shtickle shmuz in the Gemara in the Rishayim because the Gemara at the end says that you do it by Beidina. Yavinulim now Beidina, you give him the Bezdin. So Rashi says, Sheishlam kayach lahafke nichse amakabal etzel Yisayimim, ulahasnas ima karev l'skav erachak lahafsit. That there has to be in a Bezdin because Bezdin has a kayach to your mafke, and there's a din of hafke Bezdin hafke. But etzim, they didn't stam allow to make a deal of Ribbis Durabanan. It was only in Bezin. Bezin has a kayach as hefker Bezin hefker to make a din of ribis derabanan. The Mordechai says halacha lemaisa that shalei be Bezin is an iser, but the Beis Yosef brings at the Rosh, and he also brings the Talmidei Rashba. It brings b'shem the Rashba, and that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that you need a Bezin to have a hefker Bezin hefker in order to matter it. You need a Bezin because Bezin takes care of the ma'aseh of the Yisayimim. That you do things to tell us to be same, Malpi Bezdin. But Bezdin is no Isser. Chazal and Mekel, Meishel, Yisayim, they didn't need a Kayach of a Bezdin to do it outside. They have Bezdin Hefker. That's what the Ramah also brings in Simon Kov Samach. Sifiches, that's the minik to be Mekel, not like the Merichah that says you need the Hefker Bezdin. Stam, there's no Isser of Ribbis, the Rabbanah, by Meishel, Yisayim, even without the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's also a Shmuz. Does that apply to any Ribbis, the Rabbanah? Well, dafka the case of Karev L'Skav V'Rachak L'Hefsid. The Rosh, and they says B'Shem the Ga'inim, and the Rambam, at the end of Perek Dal Milchus Malva, they say it's all Ribbis Durabanan. Chazal suspended all dinim of Ribbis Durabanan when we're dealing with Mayish L'Yisayimim. They did it L'Tayvis L'Yisayim, they should be able to make investments with their money. They don't have another Eitzah. There's a Rajba, Chuvas Rajba, that says that no. You can't do, let's say, mashkanta, b'loina kais, or other things of avak ribis. You can't do a ma'ish l'yisayimim. It's dafka in this case where all they're getting is the profits of their money. It's just, it's an iska, even though it's a din, it's iska with an iska derabanan. But such a thing, all they're getting, they're not getting ribis, they're not getting interest in a way that's only asim and derabanan. Like ribis derech mecher, or mashkanta, or things like that. They're getting the revach, they're getting the revachim from their things. They're not getting paid for the aganata be'etzim. They're getting the revach from the iska, even though it's karev l'schai v'rochak l'hefsitz and iska derabanan, they're the rabbanan will makel. Mashenkin, to pay out ribbis from the pocket, even ribbis derabanan, the shuvas rashba holds its aser. But ka'amar, Rav Yishayim hold not the way, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ga'inim, that's the psakat of Shulchan Aruch, that all ribbis derabanan is mutter by ma'ish l'yisayim, even without the kayach of hefker bezin hefker. There's a very interesting pshat in the Ritva HaChadashim here. He's bothered with the whole lashon of the Gemara. What does it mean? Karev l'schai v'rachak l'hefsid is Russia. What do you mean Russia? Stam, say the karev l'schai v'rachak l'hefsid is an Isser. Of course, if you're even Isser, you're Russia. And what does it mean? Karev l'hefsid v'rachak l'schai is chasid. If karev l'schai v'rachak l'hefsid means that he's taking absolutely no achrayis on the mois, he's just getting the schar. So what does it mean, karev lehefsev rochak l'schar? So if I think it attached rochak the same way of rochak l'schar, it attached the same way as rochak lehefsev, and say he's not getting any revachim. He says he's not a chassid, he's not a shaita. To take money and only take a chayis on the money and not get any revachim, what's he doing that for? Doesn't make sense. And also, what's karev l'zeh l'zeh? And rochak mizeh mizeh azum midas kol adam, which means that there's an equal schar and equal hefsed. What do you mean? You're not allowed to take half schar and half hefsed, because then you're working b'schar avos mayis, like we had before. That's the Isra of Iska. You have to be taking the schar molly and mezainai. So what's the pshat that that's midas kaladam? The Mikayach, all these kashas, the Dval learns like this. The Dval learns, Chazal shtel devek, we had the Gemara before with Rav Ilish, Chazal shtel devek, that it should be the two-thirds schar and half hefsid, or one-third or one-third hefsid and half schar. That's what Chazal shtel devek. It can't be half and half, because then you're working for Shvul Dalva. You have to get more schar than hefsid. And how much more? So Chazal shtel devek a third, either two-thirds schar and half hefsid, or half schar and one-third hefsid. So the pshat is, karev l'schar v'rochak l'hefsid taich the Ritva, that not the pshat that you have all the achrayis. But the pshat is that you have more schar than hefsid. You have more, the proportion is more than what Chazal really wanted. That was the Bala Iska is going to get more schar than what Chazal wanted to get. He didn't make a two-thirds and a half. He made it more advantageous for himself, so that's a Rasha. He's not mamish being Oiva Nibister Abanan, but Chazal wanted to be two-thirds and a half, or a half and a third. You make it more advantageous for a Rasha, you make it less advantageous for a Chassid, you make it the way Chazal stelled it back with two-thirds and a half, that's Midas Kladam. So Mel, according to the Ritva, they really weren't matter any Yisurim Darabanan by Yisayimim. They just allowed something which they call it Rasha, not that it's mamish Asr, but Chazal wanted the deal to be two-thirds and a half. You made it more advantageous for the Yisayimim. That's mutter for the Yisayimim. But for anyone else, they should avoid doing it. But it's Das Yachin in the Yisayimim. Rav Yisayimim learn that they don't take any hefsid b'chlal, and they take half the schar, and that's a ribbis d'rabbanan, and that's mutter by Yisayimim, either because all ribbis d'rabbanan is mutter by Yisayimim, that's a Rav Yisayimim hold. The Tshuva Zerajri says, al kapanim, when it's a revach, when it comes migufay, that type of ribbis d'rabbanan is mutter by Yisayimim. Now the Rishayim are bothered by Akasha. Why exactly is this Ribbis Darabanan? If the one who's being Mekamel the Iskis is taking full Achrayis, so Kondes is Kula Alva. When he takes half Achrayis, so it's Maxim Alva, Maxim Pikadin. When he takes full Achrayis, that should mean it's Kula Alva. If it's Kula Alva, so all the Ravachim should be Ribbis. Why isn't Ribbis Ksutza? As I affect the Ramban and the Rishayim, if you learn the Gemara, the Rashi learns this way, every all the Rishayim learn. They bring from the Yishalmi. That karev l'schar v'rochak l'hefsid means that the Yisayimim have no achrayis on the money. The Yisayimim just get half the revachim, and they have no achrayis. If the money gets lost, he has to pay back the full keren. So if he's paying back the full keren, he's naming achrayis on the money. So what's the pshat that it's ribbis d'rabbanan b'chlal? Why isn't it ribbis d'raisa? So the emes is like this. Lefi Rashi, that mashkanta b'loina kaisa, it's called ribbis d'rabbanan. Rashi says in Daf Samach Beis, we spoke about it a few times. When someone lends money and takes the field as a mashkin, and he's eating the peiros of the field, the Gemara in a bunch of places calls it avik ribbis. And Rashi says the reason is because he might not get any field. He might not get any peiros. It's a suffolk if he'll get peiros. He might not get any peiros. Anytime it's a suffolk if you're going to get the ribbis, Rashi says it's not ribbis kutza, it's avik ribbis. So who would din the chayy? Every isk is that way. Even if you're taking full achrayis, it's kulei milva. But it's a suffix of the b'rivachim. You're not paying a set amount no matter what. You're only paying the ribbis if there'll be rivachim. If there'll be no rivachim, then he won't get that, then the yisayim won't get anything. So lefi Rashi, ein revach bor should be enough of a time to say why it's not ribbis. And then the chenami, the chedushi aran, and the nemuki yasef bring that in akoponim as one time why it's not ribbis, because who says it'll be rivachim? So that could be a time why it's not ribbis ksusa. But if you hold like the Rif and like other Rishayim, that Mishkanta b'leina kaisel halacha is ribbis ksusa, or even if you hold like Taisus that it's not ribbis ksusa, but he says a different reason. He says, Mishkanta, the pshat is, it blinds the mechir l'zman. When you take a mashkin, it's not like you're lending money and you're eating the payers as ribbis. It's like you're buying the field as man, so it's not a problem of ribbis b'chlal, midereisa. But be'etzim, even if it's not revach bar, it could be considered ribbis ksutza. There's no t'nai by ribbis ksutza has to be bar, even if it's a shabbat. If it comes, if there is revachim, the yisayim are going to get it. That gufa makes the ribbis ksutza. So then you have this problem that the Ramban asks, why isn't every karev l'schar v'rach l'hefsid mamash ribbis ksutza? So the Ramban says what appears to be two terutzim. He says, one teretz, since he's only giving the revachim from the money itself, that's why it's not ribbis midereisa. That's the first teretz, he says. Since you're only giving the revachim from the money itself, that's why it's not ribbis midereisa. Like we said, the other Rishayim add to this, and it's a suffolk if you'll get the money. But the Ramban doesn't write that. The Ramban says, since you're only giving the money from the ribbis itself, from the money itself, That's not Rivas Deraisa. And then he says, Inami, the money is a pekodin. I, he's taking a chrayis on the whole money. That's like a master shemes sacha liyas kishayil. But otherwise, the money is a pekodin. Now, the second teretz is very clear. What he means to say is like this. That since you're giving it b'teiris iska, he can't do whatever he wants with the money. He has to invest it. And the money is invested, like we said over the Gemara when we learned the sugi of iska on Kuf Dalad, that you can't use the money for anything else. It has to be invested. And could be it doesn't have a din of a milva. Could be shvius is not meshamin it. It could be legabe mekadesh milva. It wouldn't be called mekadesh milva, such a deal. And iska is not really a milva. So he's saying like this. The money is considered to become, even if it's he has full achrayis, and any halves of the habits of the money he has to pay for, that doesn't necessarily make it a milva midiraisa. It could still be a pekodin. It's like what we're learning in this Gemara here. Even when you're renting a kli, if you take full achrayis on the kli, like by the Svina, the Agra Upagra, we say, I don't want to get into the whole sugya, but just a little bit. When you have a pekodin, which you have zero achrayis for, no matter what happens to the pekodin, you're going to have to pay both for the deterioration and for any einsim. Just by pekodim, maybe there's an inyan al zula. It would be the fact that it might get decreased in value, which you wouldn't have to pay for. But al kapanim, there's such a thing that if you have absolutely all full achrayis, then even if it's a pekodim, there could be ribas derabanan. So that's how you look at an iska. An iska is not a mova. An iska means the rice is a pekodim. The iska derabanan is because you're taking full achrayis on the pekodim. There's no deterioration by iska. It's invested money. You're taking full achrayis einsim. There's no zula by iska. We're dealing with money. Money can't go down in value. So a male is a ribis derabana. But midiraisa, though, it's not a milv, it's a pekodin. That's the second teretz in the Ramban. Now, the first teretz in the Ramban, I'm not sure what he means. Because Yumanushach, if the first teretz is saying that it's a pekodin, so then it's the second teretz. Unless the inami is lav dafka, and it's really one big teretz. But if the first teretz doesn't mean that it's a pekodin, so elamai, it's a milva, so what's the mila that the ribbis comes mineu bay, that the ribbis is the revach of the money? If the money is a milva, that means it entirely belongs to the leva, it entirely belongs to the makabala iska, and the revachim are his revachim. What's the difference if it comes mineu bay? So shtigl shrei, what exactly is the sar of the Ramban that mineu bay is not ribbis deraisa? Unless you learn the pshan, the two terutzim is like this. The second teretz, like we said, it's a pekodin, it's not considered alvah altogether. Mashiach, in the first teretz of Shad, it is considered alvah be'etzim. But its genug still belongs to the mekabel iska that the revachim are considered aro yashbach. It's considered his money made the revachim. It's not considered you're giving him money for the alvah. Even though there is alvah, but the money is not ribis because it's called alvah taka. But he still has genug bailus on the money that the revachim of the money is considered his. So those are the two terusim in the Ramban, why it's not ribis deraisa. One teretz is b'chalak ol dava. It's a pekodin when you're makabel achrayis. It's master shem esach aliyas kishel. It's not alva. If it's not alva, it can't be ribis midiraisa. It's a ribis derabanan because midirabanan, even a pekodin which you're makabel achrayis, could be considered alva. But that's a din derabanan. The other teretz is, even if midiraisa, the Kabbalah Sechrayis would make it into alva, but al kapanim, the revachim aren't necessarily ribis. The revachim are coming from my money. So they're mine, be'etzim. Since that was the deal of the alva, that I'm going to still retain bailus on the money of the alva, but if the revachim should be mine, that's not a deal of ribis midiraisa. That's a shame, minor revachim, that's midiraisa, not ribis ksutza. Then you have the third teretz. The pshat is not revach bar. That's why it's not ribis ksutza. These are the three pshat and why it's not ribis midiraisa. And now let's start the new Mishnah on the Afayin Amid Beitz. The Mishnah says, Ein mekablin tzayim barzel mi Yisrael neshu ribis. Av mekabl tzayim barzel min anachr. You're not allowed to take an animal, a sheep, or another animal that you're going to raise the animal, and this bachrayis, the person who's taking the animal, that's called tzayim barzel, that the entire thing is in his achrayis, if there's any hefsid, he has to pay for it. And they split the revachim. That's tzayim barzel. Can't take it from a yid, but you're allowed to take it from a guy. You're allowed to lend or borrow to and from a guy, beribis, like the Mishnah says, love and amalvim and beribis. So the Yishayim are bothered. What's the chiddish that you can't be makabal tzayim barzel We already said before, to take an iska and take a chayis upon, there you're only taking a chayis upon of the iska, and it's aser because it's machzir milva machzir pikadin, and you're working on the pikadin mishul the chelik milva. Here we take a chayis and the whole thing it's kuli milva, so kolshken it's aser. So what's the chiddush of ein mekablin tzarim b'Yisrael Yisrael? So the Kamad Rachim and the Rishonim, Rashi says ein echanam, and it's absolutely no chiddush. The whole chiddush is mekablin tzarim b'Yisrael and anochim that you're allowed to do it from goyim. The chiddush is it was a way to introduce the concept that you're allowed to borrow or lend money beribis to a guy. Taisa has a problem, it doesn't stem with the Sugya Gemara to say it's no chiddush like Taisa says. Taisa learns the case at Tzarim b'Yisrael that you not only took a chrayas on the keren, but you also took a chrayas on the revachim. That means you're going to have to pay a certain amount of revach, whether there's that revach there or not. So that is ribis ksutza, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Neishu ribis is the pshat, it's ribis deraisa. Emesh even chavani lamachsis chai, like we said, well, that's ribis derabanan. This case, since it's Tzarim b'Yisrael, and Tzarim b'Yisrael, Taisus learns, means that even the revach is completely barer, so in male, that becomes ribis deraisa. So that's why for Yisrael, Neishu ribis is telling you a chiddush that it's ribis deraisa, and from a guy, even though it's ribis deraisa, it's mutter. L'chari ledino, all the Rishenim are masking the Taisus that if you make up a revach bar, you make up a price, a ksitza, a price, that whether there's revach or not, you have to pay. L'chai, everyone will be masking mataisis, so that would be called ribis deraisa. It's just they don't want to necessarily learn the Gemara is talking about such a case. Also, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly it's ribis deraisa. Taisis says, Neish ribis is taiched because ribis deraisa. But Al-Kabandam, that's how Taisis answers the problem. What's the chiddush of Tzarim b'Yisrael? The chiddush of Tzarim b'Yisrael is that it's ribis deraisa. And why it's ribis deraisa? Because Tzarim b'Yisrael is a case where you're giving him the revach, whether it happens or not. Rishenim, Kam Rishenim, the Ramban, the Ran, they say another chiddush, and this would only apply to Tzarim b'Yisrael and not to Machzir Schar. The Mishnah before says, "Ein Mishiv Chavni LaMachzir Schar Elim Kein Noisim LeSchorei." If you pay him for his work, then you could have a deal in Iska, which is Machzir Milva Machzir Bikadin. If half of the thing is Bachrais and he gets half the schar, and you pay for the work, it works. Tzarim b'Yisrael, the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush is also even if you pay him for the work. When it's a machzim over machzim bekadin, he's only achrayi for half. Memele, you could take the revachim from the half that it's a bekadin. The only problem is that the ribbis is, why is he working for your bekadin? So you pay him kapayil. You pay him kapayil. It takes care of the problem of ribbis. Mashen kain, Tzarim b'Yisrael, where he's taking a full achrayis on the whole thing, that makes the whole thing a kulei milva. Now, like we said before, that's Rav Rishenim, it's still only derabana. That's what we discussed before, right before in the shir. And Karav Eskai V'Rochak Lehevsin, but that's Rav Yishenim is the Rabbanan. The Ritva HaKadosh, like we mentioned, holds its deraisa. But Rav Yishenim holds the Rabbanan. We discussed the reason for it. But Al Kopanim, that Issa would apply even if you would pay the Schara Mole V'Tircha, it doesn't matter. All the Revachim are Ribis, even if you're paying him for his work. The Revachim are Ribis. The Revachim are only Mutim in the Rabbanan if they're coming from the Machzir Pikadin, they're coming from the Chelik, which he wasn't Mekabel Achrayis on. Then, but see, if you're paying for the work, it'll be mutter. Now, Shem gave his makabal achrayis and the whole thing, so kaponim derabanan, any revachim miribis, even if you're paying for his work. That's how they learned the chiddush and the Mishnah. This l'chay also is a din muskim. L'chay Rashi is also maskim avada, that if you mean makabal achrayis for the whole thing, it doesn't help to give skar mali mizayna. He just didn't hold that that was a chiddush and a Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't say that. Or maybe he held it wasn't a chiddush. But kaponim, that's the third pshat in the Rishonim. What's the chiddush and the Mishnah? Rashi holds there is no chiddush, it said Mishum Sefer. Taisus holds the Mishnah is in a kimta, that you're giving him the revach, whether you have the revach or not, and the chiddush is that Shubis Ksutza. And the Rishonim say a third teretz, and the chiddush is that even if you give him the Skar Molim Mezainai, the Etzim Revachim are ribis, and Memela, there'll be a ribis even if you give Skar Molim Mezainai. A fourth pshat, the Ramban says, is that you would think that when you're giving money for Iska, the money is not chayzeben, you're meshivin chavri l'machzir schar. You're giving him money, even though part of the money is called a pekadin, but he doesn't get returned the same money he gets. The money is invested, it's called a pekadin because it's not nizachrayis. If anything happens to the investment, the einis, he's not mechuyiv, he only is mechuyiv half. Falkapanim, we're dealing with money which doesn't go ben, so well, that's why it's called a milva. Mashenkin here, when we're taking the Tzarim b'Yisrael, what he's doing is he's raising the animal and he's returning the animal ben, and he's keeping part of the the gizis and vlazis and whatever the animal produces. But you would think that such a thing is not asa taina derabban. You would think that the issa that we have in the mission of iska is dafka when it's money, which doesn't go be'en. There, when you mekabel achrayis on it, it turns into a milva, and the male is an issa of iska. Mashen kain, when you have a metaltal, which is going to return be'en, even if you take complete achrayis on it, you would think it's not called a milva. Kamash malon, that even when the chayfetz returns be'en, it's also called a milva. That's the chayr of al dege chiddush for stating the Mishnah, thus tainet deramban. So that's the fourth chat, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Either there's no chiddush, it's Mishum Sefer. The chiddush is that the Raisim are talking about you a case, it's a sky, that's Tesis. The chiddush of Yishenim says that even sky molim is that it doesn't help. But here we have a fourth chiddush, that even when the thing is being returned be'en, if it's in the full achrayis in the makabal, that's also called the milvim, there's an issa derabanan. He's got the fifth chat, the Sefer Chumas brings the sheet to Saravid, because the Chacham Elanil say a big chiddush. The Chacham Elanil say that the whole issa of Tzayim Barzel is dafka when the one who's being makabled is getting something out of it. But let's say he's taking a chayas on the behema, and all the revachim are going to the Baal behema, and he doesn't get a chelik in the revach. Zog the Chacham Elanil, that's not called alva. Alva, which the leiva doesn't get some chelik in it, it's ois halva. That's what they say in chiddush. So the Ravid argues. The Ravid says, "Vaker, that's gufa pshat in the Mishnah. You want to know what the Mishnah's chiddush is? The Mishnah's chiddush is that even when the makabel is not getting any chelik in the revach, but since he's taking full achrayis, it's halva and it's aser. But lemaisa the Rama in Siman Kufayin Zayin passes like the Chach Milanil, passes that if the makabel doesn't get any chelik in the revach, he can't be called a loy, but that's not called halva." Well, if the Raiva, that's the fifth shot in the Mishnah, that the chiddush is that even when the Mekabel doesn't take any chelik of the Revach, it also has an Issa Ribbis. And now let's go right up. The Mishnah says, Mavin man umalvin oisim beribbis, you lie to borrow and lend to a guy beribbis v'chein begar teishav. The Gemara says, Marim b'hoinei b'neshech v'sarbis l'chein in dalam yik b'tzenu. Somebody who increases his wealth with ribbis, he's giving it to the chayin and dalim. He's collecting it for the chayin and dalim, for the one who grants to the poor. Ma'il chayin and dalim. Amar Rav kagoyin shvar malka. Rav says it's the Persian king because he's going to all his wealth is going to go to the government. The government's going to give it out to poor people. Now she says poor people from the mitzvahs will go to the goyim. Amar Rav Nachman amali hunu lenitzka lefil ribis david kechavim. Even if he takes ribbis from Goyim, he's not going to end up keeping the money. His einish will be the money is going to go to Chayin and Dalam. It's going to go to the Shvar Malka. It's going to end up by the Goyim. Eistri Ravulav Nachman Lenachri Sashach. It says before in the Pasuk, you could take ribbis from a Goy. My Sashach, Lav, Soshach. That you're taking ribbis from the Goy. Loi Sashach. It means the Goy is taking ribbis from the Yid. So Gemara says, Loi Sagi, the Lavachi. It's a mitzvah. The Goy should take ribbis from a Yid. Lafuke Echicha the Loi. It's coming lafuke that by a chicha not. In fact, my chicha beheadik sivbe. But a chicha, it says you're not allowed to. It says, Mufurish, you can't take ribbis. Well, a chicha lois ashech. So Yomar says, La rova, say, valois say, the reason why it means to give ribbis to a guy, but it's telling you that you're not allowed to give ribbis to a yid. I already says, a chicha lois ashech. The din should is a say and a lois say when you live, when you give ribbis to a yid. Adkan the Gemara. So the Gemara's maskana seems to be that the Pasuk L'Nachri Sashach is not referring to taking ribbis. The Pasuk L'Nachri Sashach is referring to giving ribbis. And even though there's no mitzvah to give ribbis to a guy, it's Pashat Yolani to give ribbis to a guy. So the chiddush of the Pasuk is, it's a lav b'al mechlal asay, it's telling you there's an asay when you give ribbis to a yid. Now there's a machlaiz yishenim in the havimina, and we'll see it'll be negeil and maskana. When the Gemara first started off, that L'Nachri Sashach, my love Sashach, means taking ribbis from a guy. So what then is the pshat in the Pasuk? What's the pshat in the Pasuk if the Pasuk's telling you that you could take ribbis from the guy? What's take on the Pasuk? Rashi says, Shemutter at the Likach HaMen HaNeshach. It's mutter to take ribbis from the guy. So what's the shakl of Atayah to Gemara? Shakl of Atayah is like this. If the Pasuk means taking ribbis, if L'Nachri Sashach means you could take ribbis from a guy, then we understand the chiddush of the pasuk. It's a chiddush that it's mutter. You would think it's aser to take ribbis from a guy. Rishayim red eyes, just like gezlakim is aser, just like bayeina. It says kisimku mimkal amisecha, ikanim yanim isecha leisainu. We have a miut of guy. That means to be havimina, that any time the Torah asin adine mamunis bayid, maybe it applies to a guy also. Gazel a guy is aser. A male, you need a pasuk to teach it and it's mutter. Now, Shengi, if we're talking about giving ribbis to a guy, is a chiddish. Even by yid, it's a grace of chiddish. That there's an iser to give ribbis to a yid is a grace of chiddish. Mechadeza apply to a guy. What do we need a pasuk to be matter? If there's no havmina, that should be aser. So, Mela, when we say that the pasuk means that you're allowed to give ribbis to a guy, we're going to have to behechach say it's an asay. It's the nachi lafuke achicha deloi. Lavrel of Masay Veloy to say if he gives ribbis to a yid. Well, if he Rashi and the Rishayin and the Golashitasai, there is no Havamin even that there's a mitzvah to take ribbis from a guy. The pasuk can be one of two things. If it's the Nachi Sashik, if the pasuk is going on taking ribbis from a guy, so then it's telling you a chiddush that's mutter to take ribbis from a guy. And when the Gemara says the Nachi Sashik means you're allowed to give ribbis to a guy, and then there's no chiddush that it's mutter to give ribbis to a guy, there's where the Gemara says, Sagi, but Lavach, do you have to give ribbis to a guy? Elamite to tell you it's mutter pshita. So male, there the Gemara says a nubshat that it's a lava bomachal say, the ikur the pasuk is telling you is that you're not allowed to give ribbis to a yit. But either way, there's no havin that there's any mitzvah to take ribbis from a guy. But Taisus learns not the way. Taisus learns in the havin of Lanachri Sashech that the havin that it means to take ribbis from the guy, that's a mitzvah. Why? Taisus says because it's an inyan of loisichane. Just like an island to give the guy a free gift, and the pasuk state, an island to give the guy a free loan. It's an inyan of loisichane. So, Mela, when you're lending a guy money, there's a mitzvah dafka to take ribbis. Because you can't give him a free loan. That's what Taisus teaches the Havman of the Gemara, Lanachri Sanshech, that it's a mitzvah. The pshat is that you're not going to give him a free loan. That misses the Rambam and also the Sefer Achinuch. They learn it's a mitzvah, say, they're they count it from the Tayag mitzvahs to take ribbis from a guy. It's a mitzvah, Lanachri Sanshech. It's a mitzvah to take ribbis from a guy. Could be they mean like Taisus, that when you lend them, you have to dafka lend the ribbis, because otherwise, it's like leisachanim, you can't give them a free loan. But Lech HaMishnah says it a little differently. He says it's like a mitzvah lechasim emaynai. It's a mitzvah to take ribbis. It's a mitzvah in this eifin that the yid should get the money of the guy. Like the Milchus Chinuch points out, Daf Kafayim Vav, I've added a whole mitzvah only applies when you're lending. There's no mitzvah to lend money to a guy beribbis. It's going on when you're lending money to a guy. It's a mitzvah to add ribbis into the loan agreement. Either the pshat is because otherwise it will be a free loan, it's like sechanim, or even like the pshat was saying from the Lech HaMishnah, it's the inyan of lechasim emaynai, but the mitzvah is chal when you want to lend the money. When you lend money, you should lend beribbis. Avad, there's no mitzvah bedafka to lend beribbis. Al kaponim, that's a sheet that's a Rambam maskana. He counts it as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, as a mitzvah to lend a guy beribbis. So one kasha, mefarshim ask on the Rambam, is that l'chaya, that's only the havin of the Gemara. Rav Nachman said that l'nitzka l'ribbis l'evik ha'chavim, they're not allowed to take ribbis from a guy. And the Gemara, Rav asked the kasha, l'nachri sashach, in them stayed, that's a mitzvah to take ribbis from a guy. Let's say you wouldn't learn that way, like Taisus, like the Rambam. But the Gemara says, lay, it means sashach, and it means that to tell you that l'fuke echicha delay, l'avro v'loy sasei v'asei. And the maskana we hold like Rav Nachman, that you're not allowed to take ribbis from a guy. And the Gemara says before that according to Rav Nachman, he can't learn the pasuk sashach, meaning sashach, to take ribbis. It means sashach, to give ribbis. So how could the Rambam hold the maskana as a mitzvah to take ribbis? So that's not shver. The Ran answers the kasha klar. That what the Ran learns, what's takip shan in the Gemara? The Gemara is asking a kasha from a pasuk. Later, the Gemara says, it's on the next plant, right in the beginning of the next plant, that the reason why there's an issa to take ribbis from a guy is Rabban and Gaza Shamil may be maisav. We might learn from the guy's maisim. So what's that with the pasuk? The pasuk says, the Nachi Sashach, that's Mikir Adin. But the problem is Shamil may be maisav. What's Pshat asking and Kasha from the pasuk? Elamai. And this is how the Rishayim learned. That Rava didn't know this. Rava thought that he held it was an issa there Isa. That's why you lose all your money. That's why l'chayin and dal mikpetzenu, because it's an isad eraisa. So now Rava said that the pasuk shtit nishtazai. So l'fi, svaris Rava, Rav Nachman answered, no, the pasuk's not necessarily saying that you can't take ribbis from a that you can take ribbis from a guy. The pasuk may be saying, give ribbis to a guy. And maybe in the chinami, there's an isad eraisa to take ribbis from a guy. But when we ask the kasha from the Mishnah, love and aishin umalvim mehem beribis, that's mefurish that you're allowed to take ribis from a guy. And the Mara had to answer that's bechdei chayav, would serve him mirabanan, because the only problem is shem yilmi mimaisav, that doesn't apply to gdei chayav, it doesn't apply to serve him mirabanan. So now, we lose the whole thing, it was only half a minute. Now we could say that l'nachri sashach means l'nachri sashach, that you're not allowed to take ribis from a guy, that you're allowed to take ribis from a guy, I mean, and now we could talk a say, it's a mitzvah say to take ribis from a guy, and that it says not to, is only gzeri d'rabban and shilui ma'isav, that's the psak of the Rambam. So it's not straight from the sugya, it was only, this discussion was based on the Rav's assumption that the issa to take ribis from a guy, is the raisa, but mainly we had to make a daichik in the pasuk and say it means to give ribis to the guy. Mashen ken l'maskan, it's d'rabbanan. We can learn the pasuk kipshutai that it means to take rivers from a guy, and there's a mitzvah to say they are to take rivers from a guy. That's how the Rambam learns. Now the other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, Asagus, and Ivan, Kama Rishayim, they enichinami that mask him to the pshat in the Gemara. That this thing that the Gemara had to switch from Lanachri Sashach to Lanachri from Lanachri Sashach to Lanachri Sashach, that the Gemara had to say the pasuk's not talking about taking rivers from a guy. The pasuk is talking about giving ribis to a guy. That's nitchil lemaskana, and lemaskana the pasuk is talking about who had been taking ribis from a guy. But ka'amar, even the havman it didn't hold it was a mitzvah. The havman held it was a heter. And lemaskana when it's talking about giving ribis to a guy, it's lavrov basay v'leisa say. It's nothing to do with the guy. The ikar pasuk is telling you that when you give ribis to a yid, you ever say and leisa say. So the sifri taka learns that way. The sifri learns both ways: giving ribis to a guy and taking ribis from a guy. You're over and I say, it says the mitzvah say, Taich and the Rishayim, they mean that when you give or take ribis from a yid, you're over also on a mitzvah say called Lanachri Sashach. Lanachri Sashach is an assay that you can't give or take ribis from a yid. And that's how Rashi and Chumash says it. But taking ribis from a guy is b'chalmash ke mitzvah say. That's how Rav and the Rishayim learn. So they're both maskil and maskana, the pasuk l'nachri sashach is also going on taking ribis. Now the Rambam holds that aybazai in dem state, that it's a mitzvah, because that's how he learns the haven of the Gemara, that l'nachri sashach means the mitzvah, either because of leishachanim, that you can't give him for free, or because the mitzvah l'chas, like the Lecha Mishnah says. And that blinds the maskana, because the whole chi of the Gemara of l'nachri sashach, of giving ribis to a guy, is only l'fi the tais. There have not meant it's also me the raisa lemaskan. It's only exeir derabban and shelim lemi maisav. So we can learn the pasuk kipshuta. It means lanachri sashach taking ribis from a guy. It's a mitzvah say. The other rishayim are maskim to the vart that we could learn that the pasuk's talking about lanachri sashach taking ribis from a guy. But they said there was never any havamina. It's a mitzvah to take ribis from a guy. It's not the havamina. The havamina was that there's a heter. And Lamaskana, we could say it's a mitzvah isra say. It's an isra say. Whenever you take rivers from me, you're even a sister say. But there's no mitzvah to take rivers from a guy. Taisus has a different pshat in the Gemara. Taisus asks this kasha. That how could Rav ask kasha, Mesa, it says, Lanachi Sashach, it's only Xer Derabban and Shilmami Mesa, like it says. What's the kasha Bechlau? And he doesn't want to learn that the Havman it was that it's the Raisa. Why shouldn't Rav Nachman answer him? Why didn't Rav Nachman tell him it's Xer Derabban? So Taisa says, V'yesh leimar, da'achi parach ma'ay kro, kevin amrach manu l'nachri sashach, v'hoyilem chachamim lesar. If the pasuk says, b'feirish l'nachri sashach, even the rabbanim won't be geizer to aser. So the merit zchiyas, and the achzach adach rein, the most of merit zchiyas leif in art, he shtels suit to Taisa's the very famous taz. There's a very mavusta taz, it's in three places in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yeridayasim and Kuf Yud Zayin. So also in Arachayim, Simen Tavkav Beches, and in Chayshemish with Simen Beis. But the Taz's insight is that whenever it says Mefurish in the Pasuk that something's Mutter, Chazal can't answer it. He types the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Abez and Makin Va'inshin, Shalom in Atayra, Loi Lavra al Divri Tayra, Alasas Yagla Tayra. Bezin could go and make punishments, not I'll pee what it says in the Torah, not to be over al divrei Torah, but to make a siyag b'Torah. What's the havman of, what does it mean, loy laver al divrei Torah? You could do something with shteit nish in the Torah. What does it mean, loy laver al divrei Torah? Taish the Taz, if it's mefurish in the Torah that such a thing is mutter, that's called lavrel divrei Torah. Even lasis yag v'gedi, you can't do it. You can only make a gzeir if it's not mefurish in the pasuk that way. So that's what he says the Taz in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, that he says Chazal can't aser selling treifa food to a guy, except b'kvius, whatever the case may be. But they can't aser mekol v'kol, because it says in the pasuk, it says mefurish in the pasuk that you could sell nevela to a guy. Al kapanim ba'kray. And he also says that Chazal can't ask a chaylev b'hanah because it says in the pasuk v'chayl nevela v'chayl shef v'yasal l'chol melacha. It says you're allowed to do melacha with it. If it says mefurish that it's mutter, they can't ask it. That's what he says in Yerdei Simakuf Yudzayin. In Archaim Simatavkuf Peches, he's bringing down the kasha. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Because Shemi Avren and Dal Amishas are Abim. How about on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to blow shofar on Yom Tov. Also, it's an Issa Shmos. It's an Issa Shmos Kail. Not such a shveri kasha. Maybe they want to be Eichen in the midst of their Issa Mikol V'Kail. But the Taz says, but since the Torah says to blow shofar on Yom Tov, they can't answer that. That would be Lavrel Divrei Torah. And he wants to answer to Yishenim's kasha. Yishenim has the kasha. Why don't they go to Mila on Shabbos? Also, Shemi Avren and Dal Amishas are Abim. Yishenim has his kasha. So the Taz is the same Teretz. Since it's a Bezundri Alfusa, Ubiyoim, Afilu B'Shabbos, the Teretz says Mefurish, a Mefurish Apostle, you do Milan Shabbos, so they can't ask the Milan Shabbos. Shaifer and Lulav, even though it says to the Kartamchem B'Yam Rishain, it says to Viru Shaifer, Yam Truly Yilachem, but don't say Mefurish and Shabbos also. The Teretz says, Midaraisa, why not? There's nothing wrong. So Mela Vadis on Shabbos also. But it's not a mefurish apostle do it on Shabbos also. So there could be geizer not to do it on Shabbos. But Shengi my Mila was the mefurish apostle doing it on Shabbos also. There can't be geizer. That's like the Taz. Come Achrainim speak about it. It's very, very bewusst in the Achrainim. The Chavis Yar speaks about the Chsam Sefer. Some Achrainim of Eshtak Kenega the Taz. Some Achrainim defend the Taz. But already in Ratzlius, and I think other Achrainim point out, L'chayr in Taisus date the Yisait. That's Mamish Taisus. They want to ask the Ribbis from a guy Shem Yilmim Mimaisov. And Rav asks the Kasha Shtein Pasuk Lanachri Sashuk. What it means is Xeri Derabanan. The Torah says if the Pasuk says Mefurish Lanachri Sashuk, you could go give Ribbis to a guy, or you should give Ribbis to a guy. So Mele Chazal Akan Aser. That's called Eichel Divrei Torah. Lechaya, the Yisrael the Tash Teit Shein and Taisis. Now Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva in Simen Ayin Dalet in Tshuva Shabbi Kivega, he says it's not muchich, because maybe here it's different, because Taisus holds that Lenachri Sashak is a mitzvah. Taisus holds Lenachri Sashak is a mitzvah. Maybe if the Torah made it a mitzvah, then they wouldn't be geyser. Now, Shengen, if Stam, the Torah just said, Yasa l'chol melacha, the Torah just said it, Mechal Lenachri, the Torah just said it was a heter, maybe then you'd be allowed to be geyser connected. Now, he asks, it doesn't look that way from the Gemara, because when the Gemara says, Loi Sashak, meaning, you're not going to give ribbons to a guy. And the Gemara says, Kasha l'sagi b'lav hachi, because this is not a mitzvah. And the Gemara answers that you make it for a lav asay, that the pshat is l'fukei achicha d'loi. So the Gemara could have answered that already with Sashach. The Gemara could have said that we're talking about taking ribbons from a guy, but you should know it's not a mitzvah. It's only l'fukei achicha d'loi. Ay, achicha b'edik siv, lav asay. And that would also answer the Kasha. Once it's not a mitzvah, it's only a fukei chicha d'loi, even though a pasuk is mefurish the heter, but now Chazal could be geyser. L'chayr in the Gemara state, if you learn like Taisus, that when there's a mefurish a pasuk saying that it's mutter, Chazal can't be geyser even if it's not a mitzvah. L'maisa, in the Gemara, it's not muchach, because the other Rishonim, like we said, the other Rishonim l'mshat in the Gemara, that Rava thought it was their isa. So Mel is asking the kasha from their isas. Other Rabbi Rishonim a little bit mashma fits their abundant, you wouldn't be bothered by the pasuk. Other Rishonim mashma not like the Taz. That's why they say if Rav asked the kasha from a pasuk, it must be that Rav thought it was their eisa. That's his kasha from the pasuk. That's what the maskana hold like Rav according to the Rishonim. But Taisus says not that way. Taisus says Rav knew it was their abundant, and the kasha was based on the fact that their abundant not geizu when it says mefurish in the pasuk lahater. According to Taisus, the chayish state mefurish you say to the Taz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.